He knew, of course, that the riddle game was sacred and of immense antiquity, and even wicked creatures were afraid to cheat when they played at it, but he felt he could not trust this slimy thing to keep any promise at a pinch. Any excuse would do for him to slide out of it. And after all, that last question had not been a genuine riddle, according to the ancient laws. But at any rate, Gollum did not at once attack him. He could see the sword in Bilbo's hand. He sat still, shivering and whispering. At last, Bilbo could wait no longer. "Well," he said, "what about your promise? I want to go. You must show me the way."
"Did we say so, precious? Show the nasty little baggins the way out. Yes, yes. But what has it got in its pockets, is eh? Not string, precious, but not nothing. Oh, no, Gollum."
"Never you mind," said Bilbo. "A promise is a promise."
"Cross it is, impatient, precious," hissed Gollum. "But it must wait, yes, it must. We can't go up the tunnels so hasty. We must go and get some things first, yes, things to help us."
"Well, hurry up," said Bilbo, relieved to think of Gollum going away. He thought he was just making an excuse and did not mean to come back. What was Gollum talking about? What useful thing could he keep out on the dark lake? But he was wrong. Gollum did mean to come back. He was angry now, and hungry. And he was a miserable, wicked creature, and already he had a plan. Not far away was his island, of which Bilbo knew nothing, and there in his hiding place he kept a few wretched oddments and one very beautiful thing, very beautiful, very wonderful. He had a ring, a golden ring, a precious ring.
"My birthday present," he whispered to himself, as he had often done in the endless dark days. "That's what we wants now, yes, we wants it."